listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
Hello, I'm Bernie DeGroat.
Despite the woes of the global auto industry, car companies at this week's auto show in Detroit are showing off their new products, as well as innovative designs of the future. In all, more than 700 vehicles are on display, including the debuts of some 60 new models. Bruce Belzowski of the University of Michigan Transportation Research Institute joins us from the floor of the auto show to talk about a few of the offerings from the world's largest automakers.
You've got hybrid vehicles, you've got pure electric vehicles, you have sports cars, you have new SUVs, you have crossover vehicles. You look at Ford, for example. They're bringing back an old friend with the Ford Taurus. They're also bringing out a new Shelby Mustang GT that they're showing. They also have the award-winning North American Truck of the Year, the F-150. Also, they're also showing the Ford Fusion hybrid. This will be coming out in 2010, as well as the other vehicles that are a part of their stable, the vehicles from Lincoln, Volvo, and Mazda. Now, GM also offers a variety of vehicles at the auto show this year. You're looking at the alternative vehicles such as the Volt and the Converge, which are plug-in hybrid vehicles. They're also showing the new Chevy Equinox, as well as the Cadillac CTS sports wagon and the new Cadillac SRX, all new vehicles from for the GM stable. We also have a variety of other vehicles from the other brands, but those are the major ones that they're showing this year. When we look at what Chrysler has to offer at the auto show this year, it's really focused on their Envy group, and this group is focused on their alternative fueled vehicles, either certain types of hybrids or pure electrics. Here we have a Dodge sports car that's a pure electric vehicle. We have the two Jeep versions that are extended range vehicles. We have the Plymouth, Voyager, a Grand Voyager, also that is extended range. But we also have the introduction of the 200C, which is what you could call the baby brother or the baby sister of the successful 300C vehicle. Again, this is also an alternative vehicle, extended range vehicle that Chrysler is showing this year.
In addition to the Detroit 3 automakers, foreign nameplates are also on prominent display.
The major introduction for Honda this year at the auto show is the Honda Insight. Here we're bringing back a vehicle that was the original hybrid for the United States. It was the first hybrid in the United States, but Honda is bringing it back this year as a four-seater. And here it's slotted in between the Fit and the Civic. And this is the vehicle that they're launching from a hybrid perspective that is supposed to be under $20,000. And this makes it unique in the hybrid families of all the different hybrid vehicles. Keeping with the theme of the electrification of the vehicle, Toyota offers two major introductions at the Detroit Auto Show. One is the Lexus vehicle that's purely hybrid, that is only offered as a hybrid, and the third generation of the Prius. And the Prius is important because it is the largest selling hybrid in the world, as well as in the United States. And with this generation, Toyota promises that the vehicle will reach 50 miles per gallon on combined city and highway driving.
Bruce Belzowski is the Associate Director of the Automotive Analysis Division at the U of M Transportation Research Institute.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.